In 1974, Greg Horner was introduced to traditional Thlinkit carving as a teenager at Haynes High.
I started carving at Alaska Indian Arts, and they had a program where they were bringing high school kids over to kind of introduce them to carving. And, you know, I just sort of stuck with it.
Starting in the 1950s, Alaska Indian Arts was a hub of a traditional Thlinkit arts revitalization effort. The organization was based in the former hospital building in Fort Seward. Native and non-native artists came together to study and practice traditional carving, painting, and formline design, as well as sell pieces to tourists. Horner says there are about half a dozen artists there, and as a teenager, he became an apprentice.
We swept floors, we worked on the building renovation, and then spent time carving and learning how to carve. And there was a program where you know, you started out with some pretty basic, kind of rudimentary carving things, learning how to make knives and what we call two-dimensional carving.
People would commission totem poles from all over the world for hundreds of dollars per foot. He says he started with wood carving. About 3 years in, he moved into silver carving introduced by George Lewis. Also, Ed Casco, Jenny Lynn Smith, and master carver Wayne Price particularly influenced Horner.
I didn't know that I was going to stick with it, but there was a point where I just wanted to get better. I wanted to be good at something, and that seemed like something I could do.
Though not native, Horner is passionate about passing on the silver carving techniques and skills.
That's part of a tradition, too. And I feel like, you know, in spite of the you know, my identity, per se, that once I showed an interest, there were people that were willing to share with me. And so, you know, this is all part and parcel. And hopefully then when, you know, Rob over time will also have this same opportunity to pass on what he's learned.
Rob is Rob Martin. He's Thlinkit and a Haynes-based engraver and silver carver who Horner will be mentoring as part of the year-long traditional Thlinkit Arts Apprenticeship Program with the Chilkoot Indian Association.
My apprentice has a great aptitude, which, you know, we've already worked together. We know each other. So I'm thankful, you know, for the opportunity to do this, really.
Martin declined to be interviewed for this story. Horner says he's a developed engraver already, so they'll be focused on expanding his technique and skills in copper, silver, and gold.
We'll be working on fabricating, which is like forming metal and soldering. It's a high-heat solder operation. Laminating metals, and then some basic stone setting, and then we'll do some forging.
Horner says Martin will be doing his own formline designs. He says the apprenticeship will also include the small business side of things, like taxes, negotiating cost of materials, marketing, and presenting to the public. Horner and other mentors and apprentices with the traditional Thlinkit Arts program will be sharing their process in blog posts over the year. At the end of the program, artworks will be showcased in a public exhibit. In Haynes, I'm Corinne Smith.